Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Just a quick reminder before we get to our guest here. You have a chance this weekend to help out my friends raise money to fix Alzheimer's. They're going to do a walk Saturday at the Chesterfield Amphitheater. You can go to alz.org/walk to sign up for more on that. And, of course, you can walk up and register. It opens at 8 a.m. The walk doesn't start until 10 a.m. Saturday. And anything we can do to stop this horrible disease that ravages people, it's affected my family. My guess is you know someone who's been impacted by it, and it's awful. So anything that can be done, more than $1.3 million was raised last year through the Walk to End Alzheimer's. So please do us all a favor. Go to alz.org/walk and sign up to take part in that walk in Chesterfield this weekend. That would be just great. Thank you for that. All right. Coming up, let's get to our guest. We've got Mary Vogt, Vice President of Strategic Comms at the Heritage Foundation. And Mary, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Mark. Thanks for having me.
I think I saw Dr. Kevin Roberts on the Fox or on one of the morning shows Sunday. I love seeing him on there. He's such a master of all of this. He's just great. But, you know, one thing they were talking about is the Justice Department, the Trump Justice Department, filing charges against Antifa. And the obvious question to me was, why did this take so long? Didn't it take Trump to declare them a terrorist organization?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, you have to remember with all these agencies, Mark, they're not void of people that have been embedded that don't love America and don't love Trump. And so, you know, President Trump did sign the National Security Memo, the NSPM-7, which designated Antifa and groups like Antifa as domestic terrorists, which is a great first step. That means all the agencies, all the tools of the federal government and Trump administration can be used to fight these individuals. And we know Antifa is violent. They are anti-Americans. They light up cities and destroy businesses and hurt individuals. And so, I mean, we saw in the No Kings protest this last week that George Conway had a T-shirt that said, "We're all Antifa," which is disgusting. They're trying to normalize this very violent, divisive group. And so it took a little bit of time, I think, in terms of, you know, law and order and doing things right. Sometimes it takes time. I have a sister in law enforcement. I understand that. But this is a priority for the Trump administration, the FBI and DOJ. And so it's welcome news.
Yeah, I think that I heard Ted Cruz talking about that. He said these Antifa groups have been very smart. They've been set up these protests, and they all do it very compartmentally. He said the key is stringing all that together, at which point you could maybe bring RICO charges against whoever's funding some of this as well.
Exactly. There's a lot of really big, wealthy, rich individuals that are funding it, and they want to try to pretend that it's, you know, these free speech protests and they're very calm. Grandtifa, we learned about Grandtifa this week, grandparents against fascism. They're not nice individuals. They destroy cities and they want to hurt people that love this country.
It's a great point. Mary Vogt is our guest from the Heritage Foundation this morning. I don't know. I mean, I know for myself, there's probably 10-15 hours of me talking just about DEI over the past 10 years. I mean, honestly, we've talked about the threat of it and what diversity and equity and meant and inclusion. And, you know, I always joke that it meant didn't earn it. And what Trump's been able to do in 10 short months has been pretty amazing in terms of disassembling this across America.
Absolutely. I mean, you understand this. Like you said, you've covered this for many years, this issue. You're never going to be a nation of strength if you don't put the most talented individuals in places that they need to excel. You can't select individuals based on quotas, based on their gender or the color of their skin. In fact, that's actually called racism. And so what's been infiltrating our universities, our corporate America, so much of our country is absolutely ridiculous. And Donald Trump is right to call it out. And he said last month, I think he said, I don't want these universities to fail. I want them to be better. He wants America to continue to be the best country in the world. And so that means that it's an America built on strength, most qualified, determined individuals that can excel. And what he's doing is great. It's welcome news.
It is welcome news, and it just brings a smile to my face when I think of Secretary of War Hegseth explaining to these generals that if you want to fight in our wars, you're going to meet the standard. You're not going to meet an easier standard. It's going to be the same for everyone. If you have to pick up your 200-pound fellow soldier and carry them off the battlefield, you need to be able to do that. It's not about discrimination in a case like that.
Absolutely. And if you are in an emergency and you want to call the police, you want the most qualified police officer to show up and help you and your family. You don't want someone that just got the position because the color of their skin or they're trying to meet a quota. It's common sense. And for people that say that it's not, it's a lie and it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, very true. You know, Mary, I didn't warn you about this, but I did see this. I covered the story this morning and I see this on the Daily Signal's website. And it's the story about this Colorado clinic that's offering late term abortions for any reason. And I played a clip that they're actually running a commercial advertising this. Listen to this.
Rise is one of only a handful of clinics in the country trained to provide abortion care in all trimesters.
They're bragging about the fact that at full term, at 9 months, you could walk in that clinic. They wouldn't question your reasons and they would abort your baby. That is sick.
It's absolutely vile. It is absolutely vile. And most of Americans don't support that. The polling shows that they don't support abortions at such a late term. It's absolutely vile. They're probably doing it for attention. Who knows who's funding behind it? But it's just pure evil.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're not like offering money to get people, you know, to come to Colorado. They're basically advertising it nationwide. Come out here. We don't care. It's amazing to me.
So much of our country is broken, Mark. Oh, that's unfortunate.
It really is. Mary Vogt, always great having you on. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. DailySignal.com, Heritage.org is the website. You can go there and read more about that Rise Clinic out in Colorado. I mean, there's a sick bunch of people. I don't know if they're just all stoned or what, but now you can, up to 34 weeks of gestation, you can have an abortion for any reason in Colorado. It's sick. And Missouri law is not far off. I just don't know of any clinics that are doing it here. All right, coming up, we'll get to Francis Howell school board member Jane Pushkar and a fellow parent who are upset about the obscenity they found in some library books. We'll be back in just a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.